Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. It is time for Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Dana Wright, you get the honorary first grievance of the week if you elect to take it.
It is Mother's Day weekend. I will not be grieving. It is a glorious day in our town. I hope everyone celebrates safely. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms and to my mother. I love you so much, and I wish that I could be with you this weekend.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. We do have lines open. If you have a grievance, get in now. 913-586-7798. And please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get going. Let us do it. 913-586-7798. Angela in Kansas City, good afternoon. And Angela, hello.
Hello. Hi. Are you all?
We are well, thank you.
Okay, so this is a continuation from last week. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
I called in last week and I said that I work at a school. I'm not going to tell you which one. Okay. And my grievance was that we have students that are still enrolling. In fact, I had a student start that day. And you had a caller who called in and said, well, if they don't start school, they won't have friends this summer. Well, I had another new student start today.
Today?
We have 9 days of school left. And it's just so frustrating. You know, what is the point? What is the point of that? I don't get it.
How do you grade a student if they're only in your class for 9 days?
Okay, great question. Great question.
So how do you do it?
In particular, when they haven't been in school for a month.
Yeah, Angela, I don't know. But I will say this, circumstances do happen. Like, let's say someone was deployed and they had to move, or someone lost a job and they had to move and it's not perfect, but... Because I think if you could massage that calendar, you would. You would say, okay, let's just wait until the summer.
But if you're talking about the military goes out of its way to move families in the summer.
Mm. I just wish that if they were going to do this, they would do it earlier. They would do it, you know, right before spring break or right after spring break or what have you. Not the last month of school. I mean, we've got finals going on, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense to me. And if you are worried about kids having friends over the summer, there are lots of things that kids can do. Yeah. You know, there's camps and, you know, there's summer school. There's all kinds of things that kids can do. But enrolling them when we have 9 days of school left just doesn't make sense to me.
All right, Angela, we got you and do appreciate it. In fact, in all of my years going to DOD schools, I cannot think of a single time that somebody showed up in the middle of the school year and they were the new kid in school. I can't remember a single kid who just showed up in the... And now, granted, this does not include my 2 years at Lansing, only when I was going to Department of Defense schools.
It was always very exciting when we got a new student. Very exciting.
It's not exciting when you are the new
student. I know. That was my mom. I know.
Which I was three different times just in my 4 years in high school.
I know.
Yeah.
literally from my freshman year to my junior year, I never went to the same high school twice. Not once.
I would have been very nice to you if you were the new student.
Well, thank you, Kenny.
I would have.
You would have made fun of me. Probably tied my shoelaces together when I wasn't looking. Ben in Topeka. Ben, hello.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, I have a gratitude and a grievance, if you'll allow me.
Of course.
My grievance would be with my previous employer, who drugged me along for the last year, saying every 3 months I should be getting a dollar raise, and to which none of that ever happened. And I'm glad to say my gratitude is now I found a new job. I start on Monday.
Good for you.
Ben, we're very happy for you, my friend.
Appreciate it.
All right, you take care. Have a great weekend. 913-586-7798. Sean in Kansas City. Sean, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Dana. Scott.
Yes.
It's John.
Hi.
I have a grievance, or it could be a third world problem. Why do the local news guys not button the bottom button on their suit jacket? I've never even worn a suit or a tie in my life, but it has been driving me crazy for a month now.
Wait a minute. Wait, hang on. Yeah. Hang on. Is your name Sean or John, first of all?
John.
John. Okay. Yeah. Now, are you asking about like a two-button suit jacket? And why? Yeah. And they button the top one, but they don't button the bottom one?
Yes, and then their tie will like stick out where the button should be buttoned. But, you know?
It fashion dictates you only button the top button. I'm not challenging your grievance.
Well, you can, but that's not fashion. That's just silly looking.
You're not supposed to button all of the buttons on your sports coat.
I have heard the same thing, Sean. I'm not challenging your grievance either.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just making sure I wasn't the only ones. My wife thinks I'm weird for thinking it's weird, but it just bugs me nonstop. I can't stop looking.
You are not supposed to button the bottom button.
No. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess you can tell I've never wore a suit or tie.
Well, if you looked at me, you would think the same thing, but I have worn many, many a suit, and when I do get dressed up, I'm telling you right now, I look good. You never button the bottom button. Ever. Even if you have a three-button suit, you never button the bottom button. Mike in Overland Park. Mike, hello, and I guarantee you we just created a side topic in Festivus. Hello, Mike.
Hi, thanks.
Hi.
You were talking about crime earlier. My pet peeve is when they talk about crime with all these people that are breaking into stores in like River Market and areas around town, and they have cameras in there, and they catch the person in there, and then they show it on TV and blur out the person's face.
Is this on the news, or do you mean like on social posts?
News.
If the video is taken in public, blurring of the suspect would be incredibly rare.
It's on the news almost every night on some stations in town.
Huh. Now, I do know if for example, it's the TV show Cops.
Right.
That you have to sign a waiver to allow them to show your face.
And I don't know how they ever get anyone to sign that. Like, hey, on the worst day of your life, do you mind? Can we follow you around with a camera?
Which I've never understood.
Which means people most of the time say, yeah, let's do it.
Well, they're probably high or drunk, or they just want the attention. Mm. But I've never understood, maybe you can explain this to me. Why would cops need to have you sign a waiver? Couldn't they make the argument that they are a news broadcast?
No, if it's on a public street, if it's on a public street, I don't know why you would have to sign a waiver.
I can't think of a single reason why you would.
I don't think they go into homes anymore. Did you say that, Sam?
They don't.
I don't believe they do.
Jim in Kansas City. Jim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys, and happy Festivus.
Same to you.
My grievance is with myself, and it's because I don't have the guts to do what John Grayson has done. I would love to retire, find a place somewhere overseas, and just have at it, but just don't have the guts to do it yet.
Hey, Jim, you know what you could do? And I know people who have done this. Go for
What's
60
that?
Days. Just go for 60 days. Rent an Airbnb. Go for 60 days. Check out the lay of the land. And if you fall in love with it, you will know. And if you don't, you come back.
But then you're not going to need to retire. You'll be fired.
Exactly.
I mean, we couldn't go over there for 60 days.
I just do the show from over there.
Okay. Now, once I retire, I could see doing the Airbnb for a period of time and see if over there, wherever there might be, is the the right move. But got to get to that point where I'm ready to retire as well, though. Yeah. Too.
Well, Jim, good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
I think we all aspire to do that. You know, and to John Grayson's credit, I mean, he's taking a leap of faith. There's no doubt about that. But I wish him nothing but Godspeed, and I hope he finds nothing but happiness in his retirement. And I did something wrong because John's only 2 years older than me, and there's no way in hell I can retire in 2 years. So I did something wrong. He clearly did something right. 913-586-7798. Fester's Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, we have a full board. So when you hear a caller drop off, that is your cue that there is a line available. As we continue with Festivus Friday, it is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Thomas in Harrisonville, hello.
How are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you.
My grievance is, when I was a kid, my mom used to make the best peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch. And I have recently started taking my lunch to work, and I cannot figure out the ratio. It's either too much peanut butter, too much jelly, and I cannot figure it out.
That's very much a mom thing, isn't it?
How many PB&Js have you made? I mean, at some point, don't you kind of hit the mark?
No, I'm going on 2 weeks now, and I asked her, and she said it's just the mother's touch. So I don't know if I'll ever figure it out.
I agree.
You ever thought about switching over to maybe ham and Swiss?
I might have to do that if I can't figure this out.
Thomas, I hope you have a great weekend, my friend.
You too.
All right, be well. Sally in Prairie Village. Hello.
Well, hi. Thank you. I adore you. I have a yes and. I have a yes and the poor teacher with the new students.
Okay.
I am certified to substitute teach, and I have learned that I will probably be fired. I only take half days now because I think I'm going to hurt a child because it's so hard, and I usually only take kindergartners, and that's oh my gosh. And the young man that called about the button on the men in the coats with the tie sticking out,
yeah,
here's the rub, man. I mean, I'm in the bridal industry as well. And back in the day, 25 years ago, they said, you're going to be in charge of Texas. And here's the problem. No man wants to have his waistline measured. Sometimes they shouldn't be buttoning it because they can't button it anymore and they're busting out of it. And I'm not judging because we leave the judging to Jesus, as my niece would tell me, Sammy, and my waist has been busting, but maybe they need to either get a bigger coat or just don't button at all. And I pray for all of us that don't have to wear the coats and we don't bust out with our gut. And amen. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day, Dana. Bye.
Sally, love you, girl. Drop that mic. She got it all in. She always does. She always does.
Carolyn in Tonganoxie. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Happy Festivus.
Same to you.
I have a grievance and I guess kind of an explanation. But my grievance is those of us who are vertically challenged, when we get into the shower and somebody taller than us has adjusted the shower head, and then we cannot reach it to readjust it. So it makes for a very uncomfortable shower. So please have pity on us vertically challenged people and readjust the shower head. Okay.
Carolyn, anyway. I love that grievance. It happens to me every single time.
Derek in Kansas City. Derek, good afternoon.
How you doing?
We're doing well.
I'm wondering about the graffiti downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they do anything about it? Why is it so everywhere?
I echo what you're saying, Derek, and I also want to know, when are they out graffitiing? Because I have never once seen someone in the active act of graffitiing.
That's a great point.
Exactly. I'm wondering the same thing. And next time you get the mayor on your show, would you ask him, what are they doing about it?
Yes.
And I want to know, and nobody has ever answered this question for me, how do they write
right upside down,
but right side up when I'm driving underneath that bridge? Are they dangling? Are they using scaffolding?
The same way that I am going to go down the side of Arrowhead Stadium, they rappel off of the bridge.
It's very dangerous.
I've never seen, and I have driven downtown at all hours of the day and night. I was young once. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anybody rappel down the side of a bridge to tag it.
Well, I can tell you with complete certainty that they're not putting up a 20-foot ladder.
Okay.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
Because they most likely would be hit by a car, mm-hmm. and then they would end up falling to the pavement.
Yeah.
So you're arguing they're rappelling.
Yeah.
Is it possible they're dangling and somebody's holding onto their feet? And they're spray painting upside down.
Also very dangerous, but possible.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
But if possible, how come nobody's ever died doing that? Because somebody would lose their grip. Lee in North Kansas City. Lee, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
My grief has to do with network television. For years and years and years, you could watch a national hockey game on network television.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of these sports stations that are either streaming or on cable came about, and they no longer televise those national hockey games. And I don't understand why. They will play two golf tournaments and a basketball game on the networks at the same time. They will play reruns of Judge Judy and Cops that are like 20 years old, but they won't play a National Hockey League game. And hockey is huge.
You know, I will tell you this, Lee, for the hockey fan. You guys are narrow but deep with your passion. Like, I know hockey's a big deal. It's not as big of a deal here as it is, say, in Chicago. But the fans who love it here, like, you don't kind of like hockey. It's like ride or die stuff.
I'm a Chicago-born kid, but let me tell you, the Mavericks are in the playoffs right now. Kansas City.
Minor league.
No, that's exciting.
It is exciting. They're doing awesome.
Well, I will tell you this. It's the same reason that the EPL is on Peacock and some NFL games are now going to Amazon Prime. The league will go where the most money is. And it's not – I'm not going to sit here and argue the popularity of the National Hockey League in this part of the country or in any part of the country. What I'm saying is the NHL is going to sell the rights to their broadcast to whoever has the deepest pocket and the biggest wallet. And if that happens to be, I don't know, I'm just using this as an example, if that happens to be Peacock or Netflix, They're going where the money is because that's money they otherwise would not have gotten somewhere else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes me sad.
Regardless of whatever sport you're the biggest fan of, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, whatever, that's what the leagues do. And there is enormous amounts of money in selling the rights to your games. Just ask the NCAA with March Madness or any bowl game. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks, 913-586-7798 here on Festivus Friday.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, texter. No. Scott, I didn't think you could challenge a grievance, and that sure seemed like a challenge on the NHL grievance. That was clarification.
You're clarifying.
I have heard two clarifications that may or may not have towed the line.
Oh, I will say this. I have a gratitude that we have never heard this much air supply on this show in the 13 years we've been on the air.
I have a grievance that we've heard way too much air supply on the show this week.
I have a gratitude as well, and it's that we've never heard this much air supply on the show.
Thank you.
No, I'm happy that we've never, before today,
got
to deal with this much air supply.
So that's your gratitude, is that never until this week correct. Have we had to hear so much air supply.
Right. That's correct.
I like that grievance. Kurt in Lenexa, you're next up. Hello, Kurt.
Good afternoon, guys. Of course, I have your reservations ready for Funky Town tonight.
We're on our way. Please play air supply.
I will. And I have a special section for Dana and her entourage.
Oh, of course, great.
Of course, Kurt.
I have cheers and gears for you. Cheers first for the new city manager for Kansas City, Missouri. I hope he does a good job.
Yeah.
Like he's been in city planning before. Also, cheers to the new Pope. He's from Chicago, which is a good thing. The tears are to the company that managed the apartments in Gardner that had all the trouble and everything. That was this dirty pool period, and everybody had to move out, and the whole entire building was unfit for living and everything. I think these guys are just complete fools. They let the sewage go, the plumbing go. Electrical go. I mean, it's ridiculous. So,
Kurt, I think that grievance regarding the Aspen Place apartments
everyone shares it.
In Gardner is one that everyone in this town shares. Dan calling in from Tennessee. Dan, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, just a couple of things. I'll make it quick. First of all, air supply stinks, and I do have a number for a support group for air supply fans if they do need some help. The second thing is, I have a problem with having gratitudes on Festivus. There's just something morally wrong about that, mm-hmm. especially on the real Festivus around Christmas when I was listening.
Right.
And so that's that. The other thing I have is a public service announcement. You were talking about names before that were rejected in New Zealand.
Yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. One of them was Fanny.
Correct.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So I'm very hesitant about saying on the air, but
real quick, Dan, I know what you're about to say. One of my very good friends is from England, and she has explained to me, we can tread carefully here, that name, while it means you're bum in the United States, means something entirely different over in Europe. And we'll just leave it at that.
Same region, but different size.
Yes.
An entirely different part of the anatomy.
Correct.
And that's one reason they leave it at that.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'll tell you tonight. But have a great night, guys.
Right. I will just tell you this. Thank British you. Tracy one day, when she first moved over here, she's from the UK. She moves over here, and they're all out having lunch or something. And she goes, look at the cute little Fanny on that waitress. And the British friends were like, oh, wait, what did you just say? Like, so if you're in the company of people from Britain do not use that word when you're saying bum.
Because it means
yes.
The same region,
yes.
But not the back, the
there
front.
Were shocked looks, and someone had to explain to her, well, here it means this. There
similar to if you are from the UK and you come here and ask for a cigarette, you're probably going to get some weird looks.
Correct.
The three-letter correct. Word they that starts
that
with
word.
An F.
Do they still use that
yes.
word? Okay.
They
okay.
do.
All right.
Jerry in Lawrence. Jerry, hello.
Okay, let's just end this debate right now. Thank you for taking my call. My grievance is with Scott and Sam. Dana Air Supply rocks.
Thank you, Jerry.
I graduated in 1982 from high school. Ugh. I was in the thick of it. Knew every lyric to every song, still do. Yep. Thank you for that bumper music, Sam. It was delightful. And Dana, I say dump them, I'll go with you.
Okay, because you are every woman in the world to me, Jerry. Thank you.
Now,
I mean it.
Now, Jerry, if I were to play you an Air Supply hit, and stop it at some point, would you be able to finish the lyric, yes or no? Do you accept the challenge?
I accept the challenge.
Right. Yes.
Stand by. I am loading an Aerosmith. Or Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Well, I wish it was Aerosmith. it is an Air Supply song. Are you ready to accept this challenge?
I am. Okay. It's Friday and it's afternoon. Okay, go.
Let's
okay,
go.
I'm going to play you enough of the song to get you rolling, and then I'm just going to stop it, okay?
Okay.
Here we
Dana,
go.
Dana, help me.
Okay.
No. She's your lifeline, but she can't help you.
Fine.
Unless you ask for it.
Okay.
Found you. When some...
No.
When somebody loves
beside you. Okay, you right. got it, Jerry. You
okay.
got it.
Jerry, I can't do this if you're going to cheat.
I didn't cheat.
Well, you use Dana. If Dana's going to cheat, we're going to stop playing this game.
We were singing in tandem. That's not cheating.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Who's? I know it is.
Oh, something about a moment.
Such moments as this are too few. Oh. It's all up to you, Jerry.
We've got a right to know.
It's all up to you.
To you. Oh, that's it. All right.
She was just on the wrong verse.
That's true. You were.
You had
you,
it.
You had the right lyric.
You had it.
It was the wrong verse.
Jerry, I will see you there, sister, and then we'll go gambling.
I will be there.
Thank you.
All right.
Never heard the words Air Supply and rocks in the same sentence. Susan in Leawood. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Hi Susan.
My grievance is, so a couple years ago, I started working from home. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I work. I come up here at 8 and I work. I usually work through lunch. I rarely run an errand or go out of the house. And my significant other says stuff to me like, hey, when you get a chance, can you bathe the dog today? Or you need to get the house cleaned up because we're having people over for dinner. Or, you know, hey, can you set up the coffee pot and get the dishwasher emptied? Or, and I'm like, I'm at work. You have to treat it like when I go up the stairs to the office.
You're working.
I have gotten in my car and I have left this home.
Yeah.
You can't be asking me to do all these jobs when I'm supposed to be working.
Susan, this is why I would make it 4 minutes and 36 seconds working from home. I would not be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would do all the other things.
I thought that that's the way I would be. But, you know, I don't have to wear a bra anymore.
That's good. Okay. That's a plus. Right. That's a huge plus.
I heard about this thing called makeup. I'm not yep. sure exactly what that is. You know, yoga pants. I'm living the life.
Good for you.
You do wear yoga pants or you don't wear yoga pants?
Yeah.
I wear yoga pants every day.
All right.
Good for you, Susan.
Let's go to Sheila in Liberty. Sheila, hello.
Hey, all you groovy people. I have a gratitude. I apologize to the guy that was upset about gratitudes earlier.
Okay.
But tonight is the premiere of a movie that was made right here in Kansas City, and I am grateful to have been a part of it. It's called Wolf Moon Rising.
Okay.
And it's playing at Screenland Armor tonight in North Kansas City at 9:45, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I am so glad I got to be a part of it. And I hope many people show up, because proceeds from the tickets go to animal shelters in the area.
Aww.
It's based off a book of the same name.
Is it?
It's a series of books, yeah.
I wasn't aware of that part, but I do know that I was grateful to be a part of this movie.
Were you an actor in the movie, or were you behind the scenes?
I'm both.
Oh.
Good for you.
Congratulations, Sheila.
Sheila, that's awesome. We got a great little film industry here.
Really Bill did. Bill in Kansas City. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
Hey, I have a gratitude. So my daughter, Samantha Fish, she used to live in Kansas City. She's from Kansas City, so she moved to New Orleans.
Are you talking about the guitar singer, Samantha Fish?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And so she rarely gets back here, but tomorrow night she's playing at the Truman. She has a brand new record out. It's called Paper Doll. I think it's her 8th or 9th studio record. But she's Grammy nominated last year. And so I don't know if you know about her, but you do now. And I hope you guys will come out to the show. I would love to see you there.
Bill, I am not unfamiliar with Samantha's work. She's
awesome.
She's horrifically talented.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think you could ever get her to come in studio and play for us?
Oh, I would love to do that. Yeah. She's playing tomorrow, but
I know. But next time she's in town,
Next time she's in town, Bill, we'd love to do that.
She'll be back in a couple of weeks at the end of the tour, and she's going to spend a couple of days in Kansas City. I'll set that up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have your people get with our people.
Swing her by the to the station, but she has to bring her guitar. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. All right, Bill. Be well.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Good Friday.
Goodbye. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. I will be sending him a bill for that promotion. Yeah. 913-586-7798 here on Dan and Parks. Yeah, she's really good. If you've never heard of her, she's local. And you just heard from Dad. Her name is Samantha Fish, and she is Grammy nominated from Kansas City. Sort of a blues, mostly blues artist, and she is unbelievably good. We're going to try to get her in studio sometime soon. Ryan in Kansas City. Ryan, hello.
Folks, my cuckoos, you know, I never call in on Friday with a grievance, because any day this side of the grass is a good one.
Amen.
I want Dana to picture the finest Air Supply song to send Don Grayson out to you. And I'll leave it at that.
You know what, Ryan? That's so sweet. But because I love John Grayson so much, I don't think we should send him out with that, because he's more of a rock guy. Is that correct? I mean, not that they don't rock. I'm not saying that. He's a rock guy.
According to Jerry, Air Supply rocks. Why wouldn't we? Thank you very much, Ryan. You be well. Oh, my word. Look who it is. Hetty Jean, where have you been all my life?
I got new grandbaby.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I got a 2-year-old and I got a 3-month-old.
Oh, you're busy.
Good for you.
I love it. I love it. I go and see him every day.
Good for you.
Every day. I love it. I got a grievance, though.
Okay.
You want to know who it's with?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
It's with anybody that ever talked in that microphone there at your station. Oh. You guys, you didn't even call and check on me.
I don't have your number.
1-800-HETTY-JEAN.
Okay.
See, don't make this hard.
No,
don't make it hard.
Hetty Jean, there was one day on the air, and I remember
this
we said we have not heard from her in a while, and we're starting to be worried.
That is right.
I'm good. I'm going to retire in January, though.
Oh, honey, A, I'm so glad you're retiring, and B, I'm so glad you got those grandbabies. I want one so bad. I mean, not right now, but not in a long time either.
Well, we should have a play date.
Okay.
Shouldn't have any grandkids yet.
But when I do.
Don't spoil it.
Well.
She can help them.
All right. Well, congratulations. We're very happy for you.
And you know what, Scott?
What's that?
I'm going to teach him to close it out right.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Hetty G.
Wait a minute. That was not good for Friday.
I would never tell you that your is not proper.
Did it suck?
It sucked. I mean, you're going to have to drag that out a little bit more.
It was subpar, Hetty
Jean. I remember the old Hetty Jean.
Hetty Jean needs some oxygen. She's getting old.
All right, Hetty Jean. And we will end it with...
Do not be a stranger. I love you.
Jim, who does not live in Western Shawnee, but lives in Eastern Shawnee.
Yes.
Hello, Jim.
I've got a grievance for Dana. And early happy Mother's Day, by the way, Dana, even though you really kind of screwed up my day yesterday.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that cat.
Yeah, the cat. Oh, my God.
I don't ever go through that again. I tell you what, it made me late for date night. I had to stop and get some adult beverages. And of course, I had to listen to that. I didn't want to miss anything. And I come out, and you're still going over and on. When you got to that dishwasher, I thought, please end this. and then Scott goes, tell me already, did you find the cat?
Yeah.
And then you finally said, yes, I was so relieved. And I came home, and my wife just didn't buy that.
Oh, I was your excuse for being late to date night.
You were late. You made me late.
Well, I am sorry, and I do tend to... you know, draw out my story sometimes for dramatic flair. But the cat, if you were listening and wondering, is fine. It was not in the dishwasher.
To all of the mothers out there, including mine, including you.
Mama.
T. Shonda. Sam's mom.
My mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, to all of you. We wish you a very happy Mother's Day on Sunday. And thank you for tolerating us for all of these years. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III. Oh, and my sister-in-law, who's out in the parking lot right now, because we're moving my niece this weekend. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.